Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. This is Susanna Greenberg, and my show is Book Buzz, the show all about books and everything about books. And today we have author Dr. Brenda Schaefer talking about love and healthy relationships. She's a psychologist and she's an author, and Dr. Brenda Schaefer discusses love, love addiction, and healthy relationships with us today. She's the author of the best-selling nonfiction books, Is It Love or Is It Addiction? Love or Addiction, The Power and Peril of Teen Sex and Romance, Love's Way, and Loving Me, Loving You. And in honor of Valentine's Day, we have Dr. Schaefer here, who will talk about love, love addiction, love in teens, romance, intimacy, and healthy relationships. She's a practicing psychotherapist and group leader for many years, and her career is now taking on a new facet and direction. She's at work on a novel called The Grip of the Hawk, and it's a terrifying novel of psychological suspense involving the paranormal, spirituality, and a satanic cult. And it is inspired by some of Dr. Schaefer's real-life experiences as a psychologist. Welcome, Dr. Schaefer. How are you feeling today?
Well, thank you. I'm feeling well, and it's good to be here talking about all these various books.
Should I call you Dr. Brenda or Dr. Schaefer?
Dr. Brenda, fine. Many call me
Dr.
that.
Dr. Brenda,
so.
Okay, that's more fun. So, Dr. Brenda, tell us and the listeners a little bit just about yourself and your writing career more than what I just did.
Well, I was thinking about that as you were talking, and often people will ask me, how did I become a writer? And I think that when I was young, I always enjoyed stories, and I enjoyed making up stories, and I think the whole issue of writing about love, I remember when I was asked why I wrote my book, I gave some kind of glib answer on the radio, but then I thought about it and I said, well, Brenda, why did you write this book? Is it love or is it addiction? And I went back to my childhood when I was about 4 or 5, and I think the confusion about love started then when I looked around and people who said they loved me and loved each other, sometimes they would yell at each other, sometimes they'd ignore each other. And there were a lot of things that seemed to be mean, and then there seemed to be a lot of things that felt really good. And I think I decided when I was very young that when I grew up, I was going to learn more about this word love, and I also wasn't going to do all these things that I didn't like seeing. And lo and behold, you grow up, you fall in love, you get, you know, for me, I got married, had 2 beautiful children, and yet some of those very same things were happening. And then, of course, as a psychologist, I am talking about love, whether it's self-love, a love relationship, not enough love, too much love, whatever it is. And so the first book that I wrote, Is It Love or Is It Addiction, really came out of my personal experience and, more important, observing my clients and my client questions. And I gave a lecture, and that lecture became the framework of my first book, and it was Love and Other Addictions.
Hmm. Well, tell us, what is that? What is love addiction? What do you mean by that?
Well, I, other than the biology of love addiction, I really talk a lot about the psychology of love addiction. But basically, love addiction is any time we look to another person in an attempt to get unmet needs fulfilled, to avoid what we fear or fear itself, to fix something that feels broken inside of us, to solve problems, and to maintain balance. I mean, the paradox is that love addiction is an attempt to gain control of our lives, but in so doing, we go out of control by relinquishing our personal power to someone outside of ourselves. So in a sense, it's I want to say this to the listeners, it's not a conscious process. It's something that's unconscious, that we are actually psychologically colluding with other people in hopes that they'll take care of and fix something inside of us, or we're trying to fix something inside of them. So without words, without direct asking for what we need, we sometimes use the word we're enmeshed, or it's an unhealthy dependency. In my book, my latest version of Is It Love or Is It Addiction, I distinguish between relationship addiction or love addiction, romance addiction, and sex addiction. And all three of these can be in a relationship and cause a lot of pain and a lot of disruption, even illness, even depression in our lives.
So what is the difference, or maybe what is the same, you know, what between love addiction and a healthy relationship? Because there's some things they have in common, and then I guess it sort of creeps up on people unconsciously is what you're saying. So what is a healthy relationship? How is that different?
Well, it's interesting. In my book, Love's Way, I talk a lot more about what is love. And one thing I know is that love is not a relationship. Relationships are the places where we get to experience it or not experience it. And when we experience it in a relationship, love, healthy love, then it's called a healthy relationship. And what I have found is that that a healthy love relationship is basically based on trust around safety. In other words, it's safe to be who I am. It's safe to ask for what I need. It's safe to have power. It's safe to be myself. There's that sense of grounding that we get. And in love addiction is actually based on fear. And if you've read any part of the book, the fears are numerous. You know, there's a fear of rejection. There's a fear of closeness. You know, there's a fear of not being accepted. There's a fear of being honest. There's a fear that if I don't change someone to be how I want them to be, then something bad is going to happen. So love addiction is based on fear, and that fear grows over time, and it begins limiting our autonomy, our spontaneity, our creativity, and there's kind of a stunting of growth, whereas when in a healthy relationship, I say it's green and growing, and the other is something that works against life. Now, I will say, you know, being human, I think that you said it earlier, it's a matter of degree. I think all relationships have elements of unhealthy, addictive love and elements of healthy love. And I guess it's the degree. And yet what we see, what we mostly see and what we learn is what I call love addiction. It's almost encouraged, and where we're taking care of other people at our own emotional expense, or we're trying to control them to meet our needs at their expense. And it starts in childhood. You know, when we were little, when we felt afraid, if we were punished for being angry, we began stuffing our anger, and then we tried to start people pleasing. You know, so we tried to, as little kids, we were very intuitive, and we psyched out the world to figure out, okay, what puts on smiles, what puts on frowns. So anytime we're in love addiction, in a sense, we're not being fully honest. We're acting in ways we think other people want us to act out of fear.
Well, that was very enlightening.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of sense. And Of course, love is something to celebrate, and this being Valentine's Day, let's talk about, does Valentine's Day maybe for some people put strain on them? The forced celebration, as it were, other people find it joyful, but everybody wants to do it right. So do you have any tips or strategies for Valentine's Day, whether you're single or in a relationship, you know, how to make it a good holiday, a celebration of love and things that are good about love?
Well, Valentine's Day is the one day of the year that's dedicated to love, which is a good thing. But sometimes people are not in a loving relationship, or they're not in a relationship, and so it can become stressful. I remember a quote from a first grade child when asked what is love, and she said that love is that thing in the room at Christmas if you stop opening presents and listen, which was, I think, apropos. And so love is bigger than presents. It's bigger than a card. It is that big something we should be sharing with loved ones all year long, but get too busy to do or neglect. And so I'm kind of glad there's a Valentine's Day, and that we can stop for a day and look at the whole area of love, but we don't have to be in a relationship in order to celebrate it. And I recommended to people that they start their day by going to their heart and really think of people in their life that they love or who have been loving towards them. And when you think about them, think about what you're grateful for in that relationship. And then feel that gratitude, because that gratitude is an expression of love. It doesn't have to be romantic love, which we kind of associate with Valentine's Day. And then for those people that are in your life, you know, you can let them know. You can call them. You can text them. You can, if you want, send them a card. And for those that are in your immediate life, whether it's your children, your best friend, go out of your way to do something, you know, make them a meal, do something special. And I think the most important thing is to put work aside and offer your precious time doing something special of their choice. So those are things that I think we need to be doing more often, but certainly on Valentine's Day. So, and I think we have to remember, when I was doing research for Love's Way, that love, giving, compassion, all those things is good for our health. And research shows it improves the immune system, it helps with depression, and it just plain feels good.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to stop. Wonderful advice and beautiful ways to mark the holiday of love that should make it a happy day for everyone and very celebratory. So I thank you so much. And again, we've been talking with Dr. Brenda Schaefer, author of Is It Love or Is It Addiction? And many other books on the subject of love and healthy relationships, and author of a forthcoming novel called Grip of the Hawk. And thank you so much, Brenda. That was wonderful. And happy Valentine's Day to you and to everyone who is listening, and enjoy the holiday. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye now.